Well, it's Tuesday, January 26th. Gonna do a quick update on variants, pretty much focusing on a fairly significant outbreak in Ontario, Canada. There have been quite a few stories. I'm way behind because there's been so many sequences. I'm trying to keep the map somewhat current, and that's proven to be a challenge. There's well over 300 sequences now in the U.S. The two largest areas in the U.S. are Florida and San Diego County. I'll go into some detail on those later. There's also a big outbreak in the University of Michigan, which I think is up to 17 cases and counting. The one I wanted to focus on was the one in Canada. The name of the facility is a long-term care facility, Robert Place. And the latest numbers, these are changing literally every day or maybe even more than once a day. But for the residents there, there are 129 residents and 127 were PCR confirmed. And then out of those 127, the number that have died is now up to 46. That goes up literally every day. There's also one caregiver that has died, and I think the number is 70 something staff. About half of the staff are positive, and six of the combination of staff and residents, six of them have been confirmed to have the B.1.1.7 variant with full sequencing. There's been a little bit more testing of the others that were PCR positive, and 99 so far are positive for the variant, and it's likely that all of them are. The total number of positives is now north of 250 if you count the residents, the staff, and family members of the above. I think there's 41 or so family members that are positive. So it's a very large outbreak. The fatality rate is exceedingly high for the residents. It's approaching 40%. In addition to that outbreak, another person, a seventh person, was found to be positive for the variant, and that person is linked to two PCR positive workers at his work site, associates, and then he's also linked to another long-term care facility a little bit south of Robert Place. This is Brantford, and that has an outbreak, and at least one of them is a contact of the one that has the variant. I don't think they've conclusively shown that the variant is in that long-term care facility, but it's suspect because they do have an outbreak. It's not nearly as big as the one at Robert Place. They have started vaccinating them, and I think at the second one that quite a few have already received their first shot. I don't think that they had vaccinated anybody at the Robert Place. And today they announced that they had another positive, and this one was at another facility. This is a little bit north. It's called the Wayport Mental Health Facility. And that also had its own outbreak, and it's got at least one that's a presumptive positive. I think their quick test is to look for N501Y, which is the receptor binding domain that is thought to be involved with increasing the virulence on this particular variant. And they've got an assay for that, and the person's positive for that. So it's almost certain that that person will be positive for the UK variant also. And it's not clear if the other people at the facility that are PCR positive have the variant. It's becoming increasingly clear that they're really not doing any real screening. They're only looking at people that basically have arrived from Canada, from the UK, or is at least a traveler. They're not doing routine screening at all. They're also not depositing the positives. I think they've only got five for the entire pandemic of variants. I think before this outbreak, they had something like 31 positive, 31 variants, but like I say, only five sequences. And the last sequence is probably over a month ago. So the number of cases is going up. The number of sequences is pretty much stable at five. It's been stable for a month. And they really don't know what's going on. They haven't really done any serious screening. And they said they only do this test for the 501. Why for under special circumstances. And so they really have no idea how many cases they really have, but it seems that they're not testing that many to come up with additional positives. So it's likely to be a very long number, a very large number, I should say. So I'll do another follow-up tomorrow on this and a little more details on the outbreak in Michigan. And both Moderna and Pfizer are making a new vaccine to be a booster because the vaccine really doesn't work that well for the variants out of South Africa and Brazil. Both of them have E484K. And that is also starting to show up in the UK variant in the UK. So there's, I think it's about 10 by now. There's a few new ones that come up every day or two. And that's probably more immunological escape if that becomes more established. And all three of the variants of interest will have 484K. And that is the main reason that they are actually making a booster, so it would end up being a third shot, and probably it's not going to be ready for several months, I would think. I think they said it would take them 6 weeks to get it going, but I don't know what kind of testing they have to do before they're putting it in the widespread use. But the variants are definitely in the news, and there's the first sequence from Brazil was identified in the U.S. and there's been quite a few that have been identified in Italy, and there's a lot more of South Africa that's been identified in Canada, not in the U.S. yet, but the U.S. is really targeting the UK variant with a dropout assay, which is what has produced most of the positives in the U.S. The two leading states now are Florida with 92 and San Diego County, California with 90, the vast majority of which are in San Diego County.